This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stein and Goo from the 415. No, 510. And you weren't here for this, Goo, and I feel bad about it. Yesterday, Steiny said he was hopeful, and today he's not. LOL. Yep.
Wow, man.
That's from Angel. You know, Angel, you're kind of right. You're kind of right. But I went to the lab. I went to the lab, Angel.
And it's just funny how we all look at this.
I went to the lab and realized there's never been anything close to an NBA champion with this old of a core three players.
First
like
time for everything.
37, 35, and 35.
Let's go, baby.
Dallas. Oh, how about Dallas?
Yeah.
In 2011, Dirk. Well, Jason Kidd was 37.
Let's go.
Yeah. Was his role as important as Curry?
He had a major role.
Dirk was 32. Jason Terry, 33. Butler, Caron Butler, 30, and Marion, 32. That's considered a very old team. And
I'm giving you all that, man.
They're all in the low 30s.
But Stoney, there's a first time for everything. You've heard that.
Tell
me.
It's just too much of a gap. It's too much has to go right is the way I feel about it. Let's go to the question we're asking is now Draymond Green saying championship. I mean, it feels to me like the expectations have changed. So what's a successful year now for the Golden State Warriors? And this is, I think, what a lot of people are with. Where is it?
Stoney, can I just throw this
to you? Yeah, go ahead, hurry.
How old was Tom Brady when he won a Super Bowl, his last Super Bowl?
That's one guy.
He was almost 50. He was 43.
I've never heard of a more irrelevant comparison. Then he won one in 41. That's the most irrelevant comparison I've ever heard of.
Peyton Manning won at 39.
Yeah, another irrelevant.
Brady did it at 39.
Yeah. And how old was Gronk?
Elway was 38.
How old was their line?
I knew you were going there. If you want to hate, you're going to hate. I'm not saying you're doing
I'm
that.
Not and
if
hating.
You
want to be
my boy Silk Basie, yeah. Jimmy Butler took those teams in the weak ass East. Like, okay, but it's still a feat. He took an AC to the finals.
Now the conference is weak.
Like, what is Dibs' line? When do we draw the line in the sand, man?
On what?
Just everything.
Well, like what?
Like the possibilities. The Warriors can, I think they can pull this off. I no longer am worried about Curry's bilateral knee tendonitis.
Gosh. He's fresh. Wait till he goes 6-for-21. Then you'll be worried about it again.
No, Stoney.
No, you will. Success this year is wreaking havoc in the playoffs, according to the 707. Win a round or two.
Yeah, look at him.
I think that's...
Or three.
I think, like, that, to me, would be something we can talk about. But talking about making a playoff run when you're not even in the playoffs, I got to see it.
What?
Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Joe.
So when we're talking, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
When we're talking about, all right, good. Sorry, man, it's cutting out. So when you're talking about a championship of the Warriors right now, I kind of feel like it's a little bit like Jim Carrey, right? So you're saying there's a chance, because even realistically to say they're going to win in the first round, Guru, then you better be at least a 5 seed, because as a 7 or an 8, you ain't going to do it. As a 6, you're not going to do it. And when you look at the standings and the matchups, they got to be a 5. So until they're a 5, I'm not even going to talk about championship or even winning the first series. And for that to happen,
that's
too much has to fall into place.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, what would have to fall into place? I'll tell you, you'd have to have Kuminga have this career year, Moody light it up, Steve Kerr not putting midget ball, you know, small lineups in, and there's just, and 3 35-year-old guys not be injured. So all of that would have to fall into play to even think about a 5 seed. So, I mean, that realistically, if you make the playoffs, great. It's going to be fun, but I don't see them winning unless they can get up the standings.
All right. Appreciate the call, Joe.
And I get that. And I don't want to use my life as an example, but tell me what you think of this, yep. Mr. Bad Analogy. The day before 2012, the contest came with 95-7 the game. But if in 2011 we were at the bar having dinner and I said, Steiny, I'm going to be on the radio, we all would have laughed and been like, 2J and a spring chicken. Yay, but going to Syracuse School of Broadcasting.
But all you had
You're
to do,
not.
All you had to do was apply to get into the contest.
But my point is nobody saw the contest.
The Warriors might not even have a contest.
But that's my you never know. Nobody saw Jimmy Butler and that relationship going toxic.
No, nobody saw that.
Before the season started. Come on, man.
Going into this season, they knew Butler was going to be a problem.
The only reason we're back and people are excited is what transpired in Miami. You were the beneficiary of a bad relationship.
Right, but let's not act as though Jimmy Butler doesn't have a track record of being a malcontent at times.
And he's got a finals, NBA finals track record.
This is the most comparable team to the Warriors.
Give it to me.
In terms of age is the 98 Bulls. The last year the Bulls won.
I like this.
Jordan was 34.
I like it.
Pippen was 32. Rodman's 36.
Yeah.
Don't forget they had Kukoc, who was a big part of that team, and he was 29. So, again, that's about as comparable as it gets. 34, 32, and 36 years old. But, again, I think it's a big difference between 35, 35, and 37. But that's just me.
So I know people are driving around. Some, the Steinies of the world, are like, and my boy Silk Basie, because he thinks they have no chance. But Steiny.
Silk.
See, you're poisoning him. He's turned into you on my vine. But listen, I get now, and I want to backtrack. I want to do something here, Carter. So this would stump 2022.
Oh, my God,
just because of
yes.
the age.
Dude.
I'm giving you that.
No, because the facts. The facts were that team was a 3rd seed. The facts were that team won 53 games.
And they were a lot younger.
The facts were, at one point in the season, they were 41-14 at this point during that season. They're 500. This would be, I wouldn't even, this will make 2022 look like they were favorites to my way of thinking, seriously.
Well, I get
to come from 7, like from 7.
Yeah, but Stoney, to be fair, the Jimmy impact, you know, he wasn't even a factor of how they compiled this stinky record. Like he's only played 4 games. You know what I mean? So I get it's not like he's been there the whole year and then they got off the mat. He's kind of, you know what I mean? It was, we got some help and let's go.
No, I there's no doubt that he's changed the mindset of the Warriors and probably Warrior fans.
And players.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why we're talking about this.
That's true. It is. Stan Van Gundy was on with Willard and Dibbs.
Martinez Finest.
And Can they win it all, Stan? You're a basketball person.
Yep.
Well, look, I mean, it's a great move up, and I think Mike Dunleavy did an outstanding job making that move without giving up any of their young players. So I think everybody in San Francisco's got the right to be excited. Do I think it makes them a contender with Oklahoma City, Memphis, the Lakers, Houston? No, I don't. But it's a step up, and they certainly, I think, would have a chance to get in the playoffs and win a series.
All right, and that would I would have roses. Wouldn't be happy. I'd come in mad, you know, whoever sent them home. But, again, I just hate to do this to you, partner, and I know it's not the day, but that I feel like I now know why the Warriors, I won't dare say unwillingly, gave Butler that two-year extension, Stoney, because they feel like he has enough basketball left. Curry, too.
They also
Dre
had
for that
to,
matter.
Otherwise, yeah. He wasn't going to come.
A little bit of that. But you know what I mean, man.
Let's go to Anthony in Brentwood.
Our man.
Hey, Ant. What's going on, man?
All right. Good almost afternoon. So I have maybe two things. One, and this is just kind of a personal thing, I really don't take much of what Draymond Green says seriously. I understand that he's been a contributor to the championships, but after he punched Poole, it just changed my view of him and the way that he, you know, the way, the kind of leader that he is, I don't think is very productive. And so that's just my personal thing. So when he says stuff, I kind of shrug it off. I also believe that he was just saying things to kind of stir the pot. Mm. Now, I do believe that most folks, including myself and in that organization, believe that their chances have become greater to compete. But I do not believe that we are close to winning a championship. And I have two reasons before that. One, I don't think Steve Kerr really trusts the young talent. I believe that sometimes, like, he kind of prioritizes Pajemski over Pods, and, you know, he prioritizes...
Pajemski over who? You said Pajemski over Pajemski, Pods. What'd you mean?
Pajemski over Moody.
Yeah, okay.
Pajemski over Moody.
Gotcha.
Like, when you look at Pajemski, he jumps out on the screen, but Moody also does things. He's just not as, like, aggressive in his demeanor. So, like, Pods will look like he's a little bit more, you know, more of an impactful player. But I think they're both really, really even.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, the stretch five. He's getting more run than TJD. But TJD, he's been somewhat impactful on the defensive end. And so I feel like what we need to do as just as a unit is kind of, I think Steve Kerr really needs to narrow down who he trusts and who he wants to move forward with. Once he gets that figured out, then I think next year we can really truly expect some things and expect them to make noise in the playoffs. Because right now we have our three, but the others is kind of a mixed bag. And I think that comes with Steve Kerr really figuring out who he can trust, who he wants to keep around, and then going out there in the free agent market and getting some quality guys on some lesser contracts and really putting a solid effort to go for next season. But I think this season we should just be working on kind of continuity and figuring out who's coming along with us on this ride.
Good stuff, Ant. Appreciate it, man. The two things, here's, you know what strikes me as illogical? No. Maybe it is illogical. But think about this for a minute. The idea, we're talking about the idea.
Yes.
Of a 10 seed. We're going to win the championship. You don't even know the matchups. Like, you don't even know who you're going to have to play.
But now
that's
you're not afraid of anybody.
You're okay. You want Denver in the first round?
I'm not saying I want Denver, but I'm not afraid of Denver, Stoney.
It doesn't matter if you're afraid
Minnesota
or not.
Minnesota exposed them last year. I don't know. And maybe they're back and they fix what hurt them.
Okay.
My thing is,
you're saying they can win a title. We don't even know the
matchup. Looked at the field and I'm dreaming of what if you got locked up with that pedigree word, the word that I keep just, I'm dying on that hill, Stoney. The playoffs are when they're going to be able to use it, right? That's when you're going to be up the big bottle. So I'm just telling you, I'm perplexed as to, you're right. They are what they are, 10th seed right now. But now that the trade has come and you got the Joan Rivers, you got a whole new facelift, Stani. This is not the team that accumulated this record for much of the time to be your traditional 10th seed.
But what? So, when four games has given people the confidence that they can beat anybody and go four rounds to win a title.
I got
to
be careful.
Four games.
I got to be careful.
Okay.
It was just the fact that when the news was announced, a guy like Jimmy Butler, I'll put him in the category of Durant. I'm just doing that. I can. Stani, the possibilities right then to me became endless. And it's more than just the 3-1, because we could poke holes in the 3-1. You're down 24 to the Bulls, but that was your first game with your new toy. But you still came back and won the game. You tricked the game off against Dallas. So it hasn't been they beat everybody by 30. The bottom line is, it's go time now. But when it's really, really go time, I feel like the fact that you got a closer, that's what we know Jimmy Butler is. Will it work and translate with Steph and Dre? This team needed somebody.
Yeah.
And they needed it, so we all saw it.
Right. And the guy they got. And now they can win it all. With one guy. One player.
Okay, this is it.
One player.
Are the Golden State Warriors better after the acquisition?
No doubt.
And that's it.
No doubt.
That's the tree.
Let's do that.
Right.
Okay, let's do that. They're a 9 seed. They're better. Can they get to 6 to play the 3rd seed?
I think they can.
Okay, fine. Just don't go to NBA title right
away. Well, now you got
to
tell Draymond and Jimmy that.
I'm telling them.
Because
now they've wound up the fan base.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Nobody wants to play the Warriors. That doesn't mean anything.
And
win you a series just because they don't want to play you or they're.
I'm going to introduce on the fly, Evan, a new segment to you. Sit down time with Steiny.
Okay.
I think you are really, really underestimating the bump that they're going to get once Jonathan Kuminga is reevaluated.
I don't think Kuminga's
and whenever
a factor.
That day, Steiny, how can you say that?
Because he's not going to have
his talent is
his
going to be.
His role is going to be much less than it was before he got the injury. He's now got two alphas, but he's got to play either with or be the number one when they're not on the court.
But can he? I'm not going to fight you on if it's bigger or lesser. My question is, can you master whatever his role is going to be?
Well, I'm not convinced
they can.
And
I'm telling you, Steiny, he's going to be the first man off the bench if he's not starting. I'd like him to be starting. But see, I'm going there, and I feel like you're kind of ho-hum about, we're getting Kuminga back. But Steiny, this is your young stud. This is your young 22-year-old Kawhi. He's not as good as Kawhi was then. But my point is,
not even
now
close.
He's going to learn from Butler along with learning from Steph and Dre.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pray. Like, this has the... The ingredients
I hate when you
for
do that. I effing hate when you do that.
It's my new, it's my new ha-ha. But Stani,
you don't have the ha-ha.
Come on, get on board. Kuminga cannot be bad. They can are going to be better, man.
Guru, you think he's going to start? He's not. And also, the second part of that is, I look at things realistically. I don't even know what his role's going to be with Steve Kerr.
But there's a need for his role.
For 4 years, we've had fans complaining about he doesn't play Kuminga. He relies on the veterans. Yeah. What do you think he's going to do as you climb the standings and as you start playing bigger and bigger and bigger games? And he's going to be looking at Kuminga. And I think I know Steve Kerr, he's going to be like, I just can't trust him right now.
So, to that point.
I'm not saying that's going to happen. But I allow for it because that's been the track record for 4 years with Kuminga, and it was the track record all of this season. He started on the bench. Then he went back to the bench.
But you're omitting something. Kerr said we need Kuminga.
Well, they don't.
Curry said it as much. Draymond said it.
They don't. Now they don't.
Yeah, but you're not you're not too talented to where you can sit here, and I'm not saying you're doing it, and scoff and say you don't need Kuminga. I think there's more added, it's baby pressure on Kerr what we know about Kuminga, Stani, is his ass is talented. So, Kerr, you got to find a way to make it work now. Like, there's nothing bad about trying to incorporate Kuminga. And Stani, I think his basketball will be the easiest basketball now ever. Because now, if you're right, he's been bumped down just a spot. Stani, he can pick anybody up 94 feet. He's got those legs. Okay. He's got the birth certificate going his way. Like, I'm ultra excited about him.
You know what's funny? When I think of the Warriors, yesterday, I'm thinking about the Warriors. Could they? Even when I let my imagination run wild.
Yeah.
I don't factor in Kuminga.
Why?
Because I don't feel like he's going to be huge for this team.
Wow.
I just don't. I think his role is unknown. It is completely unknown. I don't
ask me who I think the Warriors' best perimeter defender is right now.
Who?
Kuminga.
Okay.
And you lost something.
And he's their worst help defender. You know what?
Okay, no doubt.
Come on, Stani. And miss me with Kuminga's a good defender.
I got one. I got one
just
for you.
Just because he can shadow a guy up the court doesn't mean that he can hound somebody for 48 minutes.
I love this point I'm about to make, Stani. When you talk about a traditional big three, you're usually talking about three guys that could put the ball in the hole. The one beautiful thing about Draymond is he's a part of the big three, but Stani, scoring is not his forte. My point is they're going to need Jonathan Kuminga's 16, 17, maybe on a given night, 23, 24 points. Like, it's almost perfect for him to come back and fit. Like, that part of the formula, to me, is not thrown off because Dre's not a point monster. They're still going to need other guys to help him get there. And somebody wrote this on the YouTube chat, I forget. Stani, do you think the role players now are better than the ones in 2022?
Yes. Because
this person doesn't.
Absolutely.
So currently the
2022 was better.
Oh, well.
Because at least you knew what to expect with those guys. They were veterans. They were solid. We got young players that have never played in the postseason. I don't even know how they're going to do. They might have some growing pains with it. Again, like, and please, I'm not devaluing Kuminga. I'm not even hating on Kuminga. I'm just pointing out to Warrior fans that we've been through this now for 4 years with Kuminga. And I need to see what his role is going to be coming back and whether Kerr's going to figure out a way to maximize it, because he's going to have to if they really do want to go anywhere.
Exactly.
But I don't just automatically think that's going to happen. Why? It might, but, you know, they still got to fit together as a team. They still got to find out the rotation.
Well,
they still got to figure out the minutes. I'm not convinced that Kerr's just going to start going to Kuminga. The other thing is, like, now he's been, how long has he been out?
It is, man, it feels like 3 months.
I mean, he's got to be out for six, so it's going to be like 2 months, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. He's going to need a little time to get back and adjusted.
Those are facts.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see people on hold. We will absolutely, positively get to you on the other side. I tell you what, here's what I'm going to tease. Because it's not, I'm not hating. I just.
Look at my man.
I just don't see it right now. But I will say this. For all you people out there that think I never say I'm wrong about something. Yeah, I'm surprised nobody's called me out on that.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.